Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A Florida fisherman joined the deep sea fishing white marlin tournament in Maryland last year, hooked a 76.5-pound marlin, won $2.8 million for doing it. Nor did he. Philip Peasley of Naples, Florida, failed two post-tournament polygraph tests, lie detector tests, that are now mandatory in some big money fishing contests. The tournament official claimed the polygraph seemed to suggest Peasley had started fishing before the tournament had officially opened. Well, at least he can brag to his friends about the $2.8 million that got away. Here's another fishy story. To add a little spice to Shark Week next month, the Discovery Channel has announced Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps will race a shark. The event happens on Sunday, July 23rd in prime time, although there's no information about what kind of shark he'll race or the length of the race as of now. We'll keep you posted. Amazon announced on Friday they were buying Whole Foods in a deal worth almost $14 billion. It's all part of Amazon's strategy to dominate the grocery space and ultimately rule the world. Right. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy with a few random facts. Jupiter is the oldest planet in the solar system. Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com are all owned by the same company. And after Top Gun came out, the number of men joining the Navy to become naval pilots went up 500%. Well, who knew the key to being happy was sleeping? Well, for a weird exact amount of time. New survey finds if you want to be, quote, perfectly happy, you should sleep for exactly 7 hours and 6 minutes. Not 7 hours and 5, not 7 hours and 7, exactly 7 hours and 6 minutes. Sleep any less, expect to be miserable. For some reason, the survey didn't look at what happens if you sleep more than 7 hours and 6 minutes. So maybe there's perfect happiness somewhere in there, too. We don't know. Survey says the ideal sleeping conditions, mostly dark but not pitch black, should be quiet but not totally, and you shouldn't do work or play video games right before bed. There's a new trend where people are putting Coca-Cola all over themselves instead of tanning oil before they go into the sun. Now, apparently it works, but it's really dangerous and it increases your chances of burning your skin. Coke contains a lot of chemicals, but none of them provide any SPF protection. So if you're just wanting to increase your chances of burning, go for it. I can't imagine. It'd be so darn sticky. It'd be horrible. Miserable. Gee, some suntan lotions are sticky enough. Just a dumb idea. Well, we knew it was coming, and it's here. Snortable chocolate. Yes. It's been around Europe for a while, but it just made its way over here. It's called Coco Loco, and is a processed cacao powder that you snort. You really don't taste the chocolate when you snort it, but the people who make it say that it gives you the health benefits of dark chocolate without any calories. Is it safe, however? Well, it's not approved by the FDA. Experts say there's a good chance it could cause sinus problems. So snort at your own risk. Finally, there's a restaurant in New York called Peter's Clam Bar, and a giant lobster named Louie had been living in one of their fish tanks for about 20 years. He weighs 22 pounds. He's supposedly 132 years old, so he's one of the oldest on record. A guy named Butch Shimali owns the place. He bought it about 4 years ago, said Louie's been like a pet. Last week, some guy came in, asked him to buy it so he could turn him into a huge Father's Day feast. Offered him $1,000 for that lobster. Butch said no, couldn't do it, turned the guy down, decided to set Louie free instead. Held a big ceremony, put him back in the ocean. Oh, well, they say he'll be fine, even though he's been in captivity for a couple of decades. Experts say there aren't many predators out there that could eat him, and he still might be able to find a mate. Best of luck, Louie. Paw Paw and Matawan Garden Clubs having their annual garden tour this Saturday, 10 to 4. Tickets are available to Taylor's Florist and Home Decor, Dragonfly Gardens in Matawan, and members of the Southwest Michigan Art Association and Garden Club members. Advance tickets, $8, 10, day of the show on Saturday. The event is rain or shine. 10th Annual Garden Tour. Get a list of participating gardens from Roy Linda Rumbaugh. Her email is homeplace1864@yahoo.com. homeplace1864@yahoo.com. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a guy proved that his bite is worse than his bark when he was arrested for trying to train his four-month-old dog to behave by sinking his teeth into the pup. Zachary Kelly was taken into custody after a 911 call from Jessica Wenner, who claimed that he was holding down the pooch and biting her ears because she was acting up. Officers responded to the scene, reported that Phoebe, a small beagle mix, seemed frightened but otherwise okay. They found more serious wounds on Zach's brother, who was bitten after coming to the dog's defense. The 30-year-old knucklehead has been ordered to stay away from Phoebe and his brother. He now faces animal cruelty charges. Oh my. That's the Daily Buzz. If you see something buzzable, send it to me, paul@wcsy.com. Leave me a message on Facebook or Twitter, fax 637-2675. Or drop the stuff off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. We're right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Catch up on a past show you've missed at WCSY.com. That's where our podcasts live. They're also on iTunes. Become a subscriber of the Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul A. Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.